This past Thursday night, we learned about 29 text messages between Mark Meadows and Ginny Thomas, who was the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who is still hospitalized with, as they're calling it, flu-like symptoms. These text messages took place between early November 2020 and the middle of January of 2021. You know, after reading these texts, I have to wonder if maybe these are the reason Justice Thomas is actually in the hospital. See if you can picture this. Ginny coming up to him at home ahead of the story breaking, saying, "Honey, I have something I have to tell you." Anyway, let's look at a few of these texts. On November 5th, Ginny texted Meadows, "Biden crime family and ballot fraud co-conspirators, elected official, bureaucrats, social media censorship mongers, fake stream media reporters, etc., are being arrested and detained for ballot fraud right now and over coming days, and will be living in barges off of Gitmo to face military tribunals for sedition." Next day, Ginny Thomas wrote to Meadows, "Do not concede." Let's go to this one. November 10th, that's 3 days after the election, after the AP or the news outlets declared Joe Biden the winner, Ginny texted Meadows, "Help this great president stand firm, Mark. You are the leader with him who is standing for America's constitutional governance at the precipice. The majority knows Biden and the left is attempting the greatest heist of our history." Ginny then texted Meadows, when's this, November 19th of 2020. "Sounds like Sidney," meaning Sidney Powell, "and her team are getting inundated with evidence of fraud. Make a plan, release the Kraken, and save us from the left taking America down." Moving up to November 24th of 2020, Meadows to Ginny Thomas, "This is a fight of good versus evil. Evil always looks like the victor until the King of Kings triumphs," meaning Jesus Christ. Going back to Meadows here, "Do not grow weary in well-doing. The fight continues. I have staked my career on it." Well, at least my time in D.C. on it. But yeah, Meadows saw what he was doing as work being done in the name of Jesus Christ. So does Christ approve of lies and liars? Does he approve of false prophets? Does Jesus cheer on an insurrection? No. Sure makes Satan's day, though. By the time we get to the end of November, Ginny Thomas is getting frustrated with lack of progress about overturning the election. So on November 24th, she texts Meadows, "I can't see Americans swallowing this obvious fraud, just going with one more thing with no frickin' consequences. The whole coup and now this. We just caved to people wanting Biden to be anointed. Many of us can't continue the GOP charade." Ginny wrote to Meadows too. She was angry with Mike Pence for obviously not taking the steps necessary to block the certification of the election results. "We are living through what feels like the end of America. Most of us are disgusted with the VP and are in a listening mode to see where to fight with our teams. Those who attacked the Capitol are not representative of our great teams of patriots for DJT, Donald J. Trump. Amazing times, the end of liberty." Which brings us to a side note of all this, that all of a sudden has become a lot more interesting. Back in February of 2021, Supreme Court had rejected challenges to the election. Remember when Justice Thomas, Ginny's husband, wound up being the lone justice who dissented and called the ruling not to hear arguments in the case, quote, "befuddling and inexplicable." As Ricky Ricardo used to say to Lucy, "You got some splaining to do."